The epistle for today's Mass is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Philippians. Brethren, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but abased himself, taking the form of a servant, being made to the likeness of men, and in habit found as a man. He humbled himself, becoming obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath exalted him, and hath given him a name which is above every name, that in the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those that are in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that the Lord Jesus Christ is in the glory of God the Father. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 21. At that time when Jesus drew nigh to Jerusalem and was come to Bethpage unto Mount Olivet, then he sent two disciples, saying to them, Go ye into the village that is over against you, and immediately you will find an ass tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if any man shall say anything to you, say ye that the Lord hath need of them, and forthwith he will let them go. Now all this was done that the word might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughter of Sion, Behold, thy king cometh to thee, meek and sitting upon an ass, and a colt, the foal of her that is used to the yoke. And the disciples going did as Jesus commanded them. And they brought the ass and the colt, and they laid their garments upon them, and made him sit thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way, and others cut down boughs from the trees, and strewed them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Thus are the words of today's Holy Gospel. And the multitudes cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. These words are taken from today's Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. On the Sunday before his passion and death, our divine Savior traveled to Jerusalem with his disciples. Before they entered the great city, our Lord sent two of his disciples ahead to find a donkey for him. Our Lord wished to ride on the donkey into the city. And when they brought the donkey to our Lord, these disciples placed their garments on the animal. And then our Lord, like a king, rode triumphantly into Jerusalem before all the people gathered there. Multitudes of people lined the road which led into the great city. And they greeted our Savior with shouts of joy and exultation. They called him the Son of David, thereby recognizing him as their Messiah. They believed him to be the one who would save them from the oppression of the Roman authorities. That is, they thought he would be the one sent from God to restore the earthly kingdom of Israel. In their enthusiasm, they removed their outer cloaks and spread them in his path. They cut branches of the palm trees and strewed them before him. This was a great mark of homage because in ancient times the palm branch was carried as a symbol of victory or triumph. And so many of the people marched on and escorted him into the city. And as they did, they cried out, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord. These are the events which took place on the first Palm Sunday. And this morning we will commemorate and relive, so to speak, the triumphal entry of our Lord into Jerusalem. We will do this as we process outside the church with palms in our hands. The palms have already been blessed, and shortly we will begin the distribution of the palms. The reception of the palms take place at the altar rail, and when you receive them, you first kiss the palm, then the hand of the priest. And it is very important to remember that the palms are sacramentals. And because they are sacramentals, they should be treated with respect and kept in a dignified place in the home. The Palm Sunday ceremonies are very beautiful and full of symbolism. The palms that you will receive symbolize two things. They symbolize both the kingship of Christ and the weakness of man. In ancient times, palms were carried as a symbol of victory, a triumph. Thus, they symbolize the victory of Christ over death and his triumph over the devil. But as palms also bend in the wind, they symbolize our weakness, ever driven as we are back and forth by the winds of sin in human respect. When the distribution of palms is finished, the procession will begin. The palms are carried during the procession and are held during the reading of the Passion at Mass. The Passion, or the Gospel of the Mass, as you may know, is quite long today, and I recommend that you follow along in your missals as it is read at the altar. As for the procession, the servers go first, followed by the ministers, then the choir, and the people. We will all process outside, and as we do, let us call to mind the procession of Christ into Jerusalem on that first Palm Sunday. Let us also reflect on the loving kindness and the strength of our Lord on the one hand as he prepares for his death, and on the other hand, let us reflect on our own weakness in the face of temptation. Now, as we arrive at the doors of the church, the procession stops. The doors of the church are locked. The locked doors symbolize the closed gates of heaven. This was the condition that existed before the coming of Christ, even for the saints of the Old Testament who dwelt in limbo while they awaited his coming. As we stand at the locked doors, part of the choir will be outside and part will be inside. And the two choirs will sing back and forth a triumphant hymn to Christ the King. This hymn symbolizes the cries of mankind to heaven for deliverance. But the gates of heaven remain shut in spite of the pleas of men. They remain shut because we cannot open them, either by our prayers, our faith, or even by our good works. They can only be opened by God. And so God the Father has sent his only begotten Son into the world to open the gates of heaven. And God the Son did this by becoming man and dying upon the cross. By the cross, Christ opened the gates of heaven and closed the gates of hell for the elect. And so the doors of the church are then struck by the subdeacon with the processional cross. And when he does this, we recall the striking of the gates of heaven by the cross of Christ, by which he opened them. The procession continues, and we all enter into the church. And this is symbolic of our future entry into heaven by the power of the cross of Christ. As we enter the church with our palms in our hands, think of this great victory our Lord has won for us. Think of the triumph of our Lord over the devil, and how if we take up our cross and follow him, we can walk with him into the eternal glories of heaven. He has opened up the gates of heaven and secured for us the eternal treasures of heavenly bliss by his sufferings on the cross. Imagine that first Palm Sunday, my dear friends, when our Lord was hailed as a king. It was an undoubted triumph. Sacred Scripture says the whole city was moved. And the scribes and the Pharisees, the enemies of our Lord, were very anxious. And he even asked our Lord to stop the shouts of praise. "Master, rebuke thy disciples," they said. But our Lord shamed them with the answer, "If these hold their peace, the stones will cry out." As if our Lord was saying, praise must be given. You Pharisees will not give it. If the people will not, who will? My dear faithful, we must acknowledge our Lord's royalty, his right to reign. The question we ought to ask ourselves today, as we receive and carry our palms, is this: am I going to acknowledge his royalty, or am I going to leave it to others? Consider that it is my king riding there, riding on to die for me. Is it possible to do anything else but praise him? That is, to approve of all he does, of his dealings with me, giving him cheerfully all that he asks, obeying his commandments, anxious for his triumph to be complete over every corner of my heart. Ask yourself, is it possible that there is even today something in my life over which I do not wish him to reign, over which I would rather have the control in my own hands? If so, his triumph is not yet complete. And I am siding with the Pharisees, thinking things are going a little too far. As I look at my palm, let me remember that though it means victory, the victory has to be gained, as my king gained his through much suffering. As the most solemn week of the liturgical year begins, and we commemorate our Lord's death and passion. We recall that he died for our sins. And all he wants is to reign in the hearts of all men, most especially the heart of the sinner. He wants the sinner to return to him by making a good confession. And our Lord pours out wondrous graces during this time of year to help make a good confession. It does not matter what sins have been committed. It does not matter with what frequency sins have been committed. It does not matter if we have made bad confessions or sacrilegious communions. Even if it was 10, 20, 30 years ago, or have just been away from the confessional for years or even decades, our Lord desires the salvation of the sinner. He desires his conversion and the salvation of his soul. It matters not if we have lived a riotous life, but like the prodigal son who was firmly embraced by his father, our Lord awaits us. All he wants us to do is to humbly comply with his graces and to make a good confession, to repair the damage that has been done, to be absolved of our sins, and to be resolved not to offend him again. When we kneel in a confessional and humbly confess our sins, he sets aside the offenses we have committed as if we have never committed them and does not give them a second thought. And the priest, my dear faithful, is God's representative. He is there in the confessional to help us make a good confession. He will be kind and helpful. He will even go through an examination of conscience with us. With confidence, then, my dear faithful, in the merciful heart of our Lord, take advantage of the special graces he reserves for this time of year and allow our Lord to reign in your hearts by making a good, humble confession. Confessions are scheduled for Wednesday evening during Tenebrae at 7:30 p.m. and again on Friday after the Traore service and before the Easter Sunday Masses. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.